help you. Brownhaven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brownhaven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
Listen to high school football on The Roar, Friday night, hosted by Kwok and Danelle Clark. And participate in the high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. It's sponsored by Clemson Allstate agency Stephen Fisher in Patrick Square. Allstate, are you in good hands?
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson. Now that school is back in session, it's time to get ready for fall sports and tailgating. And the perfect ending for your meal is a tasty made-from-scratch pound cake from the Pound Cake Man. We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area, so we can surprise a student or office on a special occasion. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com. Order online or give us a call. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle for Tim's Harley-Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated me like family, and that's what the tradition at Tim's is all about. More than 70 years of adventure on the open road. They're just great people who know the key to a better lifestyle. Hey, if you want to ride like a champion, go get yourself a legendary bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Go Tigers!
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Madewell Concrete. You know, if you're walking down your driveway and your leg falls in a crack and you sprain your ankle, it's probably because you had your driveway done in 1984 and it's time, but you don't know who to call. Your guy's, at the very least, out of business and you don't know where to look. Well, I've got you covered. It's my friends at Madewell Concrete, the ultimate professionals, the ultimate contractors. No one does concrete like Madewell Concrete does. First of all, they're going to send an expert out to your residence. They only do residential work. They do driveways, patios, auto pads. That's all they do. And they're going to design with you a blueprint that's going to take over an hour. Because with concrete, you only have one chance to get it right. And Madewell Concrete always gets it right. In fact, they're going to give you 12 months interest-free financing, a 10-year warranty, and on any project of 800 square feet or more, $500 off when you mention you heard it here. It just doesn't get better. From the time, it's a turnkey operation. From the time you contact Madewell Concrete to the likely completion of your, let's say, driveway, is about 2 weeks. The job itself takes about a day and a half for a standard size driveway. And then you can walk on it the following day, drive on it in about 5 days. This is Madewell Concrete. If you know it's that time, you've been looking for somebody to put in your new concrete driveway or to redo your patio or your auto pad, it's Madewell Concrete. Call them, tell them I sent you. 864-249-7138, 864-249-7138. I'm thinking, Ramona, that we should have done the footballs on Friday, because I'm actually sort of shocked that this football is at $1,000. We're very grateful. What is Texture 313's first name, Ramona? Ramona?
Brian.
Brian. Brian is in the lead with a $1,000 bid on the ultimate piece of Clemson football memorial, the total staff Clemson football. So let's go. You have 51 minutes to advance that. $5,000 would close it. But again, if you missed it earlier, the first ever offering by the radio station of the total staff Clemson football. Dabo Sweeney, Brent Venables, Tony Elliott, who will be the OC here for a long time, on or take a head coaching job somewhere. CJ Spiller, it just doesn't get better. All the biggest names on this football, and you have a chance at it right now. 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and bid on the phone lines and or the text line, and you have 50 minutes to do so. Len, how are you?
Hey, good. I just want to talk about the Braves, and I want to say it feels a little different this year than last year, just because they seem like they were the hot team coming out of the National League, and I don't think Kershaw is pitching. Am I right about that? I think he's out.
Correct.
The series.
Yeah, he's out.
Basically, you got a tired Scherzer. Scherzer, whatever his name is, and then you got, you know, they're pretty much using their bullpen. So I see a team that won 106 games, but it's almost like the Mets in the first half, you know, when their superstar pitcher went down, they're not the same. So I'm not saying the Braves have got this locked up, but it just feels a little different, and it feels like the starting pitching is better for the Braves. As far as Acuna, I kind of like the attitude and the swag and the, you know, he's a young kid, so I'm not going to hold a lot of stuff against him. I think that if you put Duvall and Jock Peterson around him next year, because Rosario's having a good couple months or a good month, but he's not a long-term answer. Come on, let's be real, guys. And Soler played well coming in, but he's not a long-term answer. So I think a couple of those guys, if you could sign them and get Soroka back, I think, and, of course, sign Freeman, you're going to be good. But that's my take on the Braves. Ozuna, I hope we can cancel that contract for, you know, violations of, you know, you're beating someone. If that's proven to be true, then they should be able to avoid that contract, but I don't know about that.
Yeah.
The other thing, Clemson football. It seems to me, I know Tony Elliott calls the plays, and I'm not saying Tony Elliott's the worst offensive coordinator in the country. I don't think he's near the top. I think that he's got a tough deck to, or a, you know, tough hand to play this year, but it seems like when Jeff Scott left, and I know he didn't call the plays, but we lost something there. And I think, you know, for whatever reason, we lost something, and we got to be honest with ourselves. Also, and the last thing I'll say, we've missed on a lot of recruits, too. I mean, when you've got a Joe out there, very talented guy, but he's still raw, and he's not a Jamar Chase or a Devontae Smith, or he's never going to be that kind of guy, so he's good. And then you got a quarterback who, you know, and I kind of blame Dabo a little bit. You know, Dabo's talking him up. You know, he's going to win a national championship for us. He's got a great arm, better than Trevor. And he's, you know, I think some of the coaches need to tone down their what they say to the media, because it's not fair to a kid to compare him to arguably two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play college football. So I think DJ is more Taj Boyd. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't have New Hopkins and Sammy Watkins out there, and Adam Humphrey. And he doesn't have a good offensive line. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit Tony Elliott. I'm not always a fan of the way he calls plays. I think that there might have been too much hype around DJ, and I blame Dabo a little bit for that. You know, he needs to tone it down a little bit. Maybe he learned a lesson, you know, from some of the things he said. But anyway, That's just my opinion. I mean, DJ can get better, but I don't think he's ever going to be as good as the other two. And you know what? If he's not, neither are most of the quarterbacks that ever played college football in the history of college football. So, anyway, thanks.
Len, thank you.
Yeah.
It said Dallas Cowboys next to his name, didn't it?
I was just thinking.
Oh, you just put it automatically.
You talked to me about him.
Okay. Yeah, you know, look, I'm guilty of those same appraisals with DJ, and I still think for a reason. I still think he's immensely talented. He's a little different than some of the quarterbacks you've seen in the past, but I still think he's immensely talented. I just don't think he's playing with any confidence right now. And confidence is such a huge factor for a young player. And it takes a lot of things for that confidence to build. And you know, is it getting slightly better? Maybe. Has it advanced to a point that you win Saturday against a tougher challenge? I don't know. I have my concerns. All right, now, Texter. Oh, before I get to that, let me tell you about my Priority One situation. How about this, Rona, from our friends at Priority One? Not only did they match the first $15,000 in the Tigers for Tatas campaign, but they are making you an incredible offer. In addition to obviously all their security expertise, we are going to have an opportunity for you to win a $3,000 security system. The Roar Smart Home Security Contest. Priority One Security is giving away a smart home security package to one homeowner this season. Package valued over $3,000. Package includes smart home hub, one app controls, adaptive communicators, smart thermostats, wireless smart locks, smart light control, garage door smart control, video doorbell, all product installation included, one full year of smart home and security services. How do you win? You own a home in the Southeast. You visit roarsmarthome.com, roarsmarthome.com, and you register. That's simple. Winner will be selected December 6th, just in time for Christmas, from our friends at Priority One. All right. To my knowledge, Brian's bid of $1,000 is still leading the football contest, which is like impossible to me, but we thank Brian for that bid. And look, in 45 minutes, he'll walk away with that. I am looking for incremental bids of at least $250 on that. It's the first time we have ever offered this football. Again, it is a full Clemson football coaching staff signed football. It's incredible. Orange and white, the ultimate piece of Clemson memorabilia. So get in on it. Tessa said, thanks, Walt. Love your show. Living in Colorado now and staying up with my Tigers. Thank you. And again, great text on crappier version of Baker Mayfield, because I think that's exactly right. I don't think you can be more right than that. I think that describes who Sam Howell is precisely. And oh, by the way, I never felt Baker Mayfield should be the number one pick in the draft, and I think it's clear he's not. I don't even know what you do with Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield is sort of a game manager. I mean, he has some it factor, but his it factor overrides his talent. It's like he has more it factor than he does actual ability. Before I get to the phones in 1 minute, let me just read you Texter 843's text. He says, well, Clemson wins this weekend. I'm going to tell you why. One, Texter quacked this earlier. Pitt's secondary is tiny. Nobody taller than 5'10". Matchup nightmare with our receivers. They play fast and physical, but expected a lot of PI going against the size of our receivers. If pass protection holds up and DJ can put the ball in the relative area of our receivers, this will create problems. Ross has showed flashes of his old self all year, but expect a breakout. Two, Pitt O hasn't faced a D like this all season. Not the speed nor the talent. Or have they game against the best defensive coordinator in the nation? Expect Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry to make Pickett very uncomfortable. He'll throw a pick or fumble trying to extend plays. D scores this week. I expect the secondary to play up to the challenges and play lights out. Little separation for Pitt receivers. Final thoughts, Clemson plays their best game of the whole season. They win a close one in Steel City, 31-27. And look, I see you working. I like it. I like the plan. I like the plan. I can't necessarily say I agree with it, but I like the plan. I think Pitt presents enormous challenges. I just do. I think that this is sort of a Kenny Pickett revenge game. He's such, you know, let me give you an example. People said he played well last year. He averaged 6 yards an attempt last year. He's averaging 11 point something this year. His receivers are legitimate, big-time playmakers. He has a running game now as well. His offensive line is good. I think they have some issues at right tackle. But, and Kenny Pickett is so good at moving around the pocket. And I just think he's so much more of a mature player. Look, I want to talk about this again. Remember that in year one under Whipple, Pittsburgh averaged 21 points a game. They're averaging 50 points a game now. And here's the other thing. This is the best defense that Pittsburgh has had in a quarter century. This Pitt defense is one of the biggest surprises of the college football season to me. I thought given their losses from last year, they would have problems. They started out having problems. And look, they have an injury concern or two that I've not seen an answer to yet. But they think, more specifically, Randy Bates, their defensive coordinator, says they're 22 deep on defense. And they just keep running guys in and out. This defense is a problem. This defense gets after the quarterback. They affect the quarterback. There are some teams who have had some success with quarterback runs against them, but they're more sudden guys than DJ is. And will they commit defensive pass interference? Yes, they actually sort of live for it. They committed DPI on 3 straight plays in the Virginia Tech game. I've said this forever, and anyone who listens to the show knows this. They are the handsiest defensive backfield in America. They're showing you zero coverage on every single play. Now, sometimes they'll morph out of that, so there's no safeties in the middle of the field. They're showing you zero coverage. Now, again, that's pre-snap look. Sometimes they'll morph out of it, but they're playing press man. And the problem is, can you get off of press man and free yourself quickly enough for your quarterback to have time to throw the ball vertically? These are some of the questions. We have a ton to talk about in that regard. Yes.
I have a bid on the second football for $3,500 from Jacob.
Jacob, that's exactly what we're talking about. I knew there was a Jacob out there. Well done, Jacob. Tremendous job. Absolutely tremendous. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your incredible bid and getting the congratulations on getting the ultimate piece of Clemson memorabilia at this point. So if you want to up the football now, you're going to have to go to $3,750 as the next stop. Jacob in at $3,500. Well done, Jacob. Thank you so much. And you know what? I can't give you an exact figure. I don't know. But I know this. I know $3,500 buys a ton of mammograms for people. My voice just will not tolerate me today. Mammograms for women who, in many cases, can't afford them. I don't know how many of those women will find out that they have early stage cancer. But I know this. I know that not only will Jacob have an incredible piece of Clemson memorabilia should he go on to win this, but I know this. I know this for a fact. That bid saves lives today. That bid saves lives. Amazing, Jacob. It's exactly what we're talking about. Dre, I'm coming to you. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. The same goes for your home. You have to start from the ground up. At Brownhaven Homes, they know the importance of building the exact home you and your family have been dreaming of. Brownhaven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate in northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information.
Join us every Friday night for Friday Night Final with Jeff Hawley, presented by David Taylor Heating and Air. He'll recap our game of the week and give you scores and highlights and interviews from around the state of South Carolina. All that at the conclusion of our game of the week right here on The Roar.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
Guns, guns, guns! It's the Great American Gun Show in Spartanburg at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the gun show at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. 575 Fairgrounds Road, Spartanburg. Tell your friends. Bring your guns. Be there.
When your vehicle suffers a mishap, be it an accident, a door dent, or a hailstorm, take it to the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. It's just like their sales and service I've told you about. The same family, the same rated online reviews, the same integrity. It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or insurance is. The George Coleman Ford Collision Center offers dent, collision, and glass repairs and has a full-service mechanic. No added fees and 100% guaranteed. Call 610-2655. You'll thank me later.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton has partnered with The Roar to raise money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and pink can koozies. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling downtown Pendleton and buy yours today. They make great Christmas presents too. Swamp Fox Distilling at 128 Exchange Street downtown Pendleton. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Wall tip to the road rage. Okay, let me give you a couple updates. Sprinkle.
Yeah, Sprinkle.
Was actually, a.k.a. Jeremy, but he prefers to be known as Sprinkle. He was the person who bid $3,500.
Right.
After that, Stano has come in at $3,800.
Yes.
All right, so.
So Stano's in the lead with
okay.
$3,800.
So here's where we are. We have exactly 30 minutes left to bid, and we are at 3,800, and we're getting now close to that 5,000 closeout thing. So if somebody wants to come strong now and take that second ball for 5,000, it's yours. It's the end of the auction. But if not, we'll see what happens between Stano and Sprinkle and whether there'll be any late bidders. Because actually, there you had taken other bids before Sprinkle came in. You had a bid of 2,900.
Yeah, right. I was doing bids while we were on the
break. Right, so there are, okay, so to my knowledge right now, there are actually four or five people who could be competing for this football right now and might well be competing for it. The top bid is $3,800. Again, this is the Clemson Total Staff football. These are the first offerings ever of this football. Extremely, extremely limited. This is the last one for today, And again, we don't even have these in our possession yet. They're being signed, you know, as we speak. We'll have them at the end of the next week. So, again, Total Staff Clemson football, Dabo Sweeney, Brent Venables, Tony Elliott, CJ Spiller, everybody. And the present bid, $3,800. Tessa said, if we roll into a halftime replay, a double-digit deficit, does Dabo make a quarterback change? I don't think so. They haven't shown a real inclination to do that. I think they believe that DJ is the best talent, and it's just it's a sort of a system-wide thing right now that they're dealing with, and they have to get better. The dilemma here is that the team you're going against is like a fully functioning running machine that's playing at a really high level. And quite honestly, I think Pitt is the second best defense in the ACC after Clemson. So I think they're the best offense and the second best defense. And I think they've grown into that. And we're going to, trust me, I've done all the film study analysis on Pittsburgh that you'll ever need to the end of time. And we will be more focused on that throughout the program tomorrow. We'll also have a guest, Lisa Johnson from Miami, who covers the Miami Dolphins. To talk about the feel down in Miami regarding Deshaun Watson. That'll be tomorrow. Dre, how are you?
Hey, what's going on,
Juan? How you doing, Dre? Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'm sorry it's been a while, but I'm sorry last time I called, I heard Ramona say something about my phone was messed up. I was at work breaking rules, trying to talk to y'all while I was driving the loader. So that's kind of why. But I was calling, man. I'm here to talk about what it seems like. Everybody who wants to talk about Clemson seems that's all they want to talk about. I'm calling about the transfer portal, sir.
Okay.
You know, just looking at, you know, how everything has been with Devil not using the transfer portals. Some of the players that we lost, running back we just lost recently. I'm pretty sure I heard that Tony Elliott said something that he was might be interested or was going to start giving Tyson Pumachan some more reps and stuff in games. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know that you'll necessarily see that. It remains to be seen. It's probably dependent on how DJ plays, but I think they've made it pretty clear that they think DJ is by far their best quarterback, and I think they're right.
Yes, sir. And like me personally, I believe DJ may be the better person as well. I just believe he's just not playing some of the best football he's played as well. So, my question is, with the way the season's been going and with Caleb Klubnik coming in next year, do you think if Tyson Pumachan doesn't see any quality playing time here in the rest of the season, if the season continues to go the way it's been going, do you think he may enter the portal at the end of the year and we may lose another quarterback?
You know, Dre, really, your guess is as good as mine. It's hard to say anymore, but these players have, as you know, have free one-time pass now to move anywhere they want. So, when they feel like they don't get opportunity, they're frequently going to leave. And you can sort of understand it. And I do think that Clemson at some point will use the transfer portal because I think you are losing – X number of players to it, and I think at some point you probably have to replace those players. But it's not the way they want to run it, and in most cases probably don't have to run it. But there are guys that you can pick up. Like, look, Alabama picked up the Williams kid from Ohio State, the receiver, and he's been fantastic for them. And so a guy like that becomes available, and maybe he does give you an upgrade.
That's understandable. Like I say, it's just with the way things been going, man, losing Chase Bryce and a few other quarterbacks to the portal, it just got me worried, man.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. It's one of these things, right? These coaches are in a tough situation because of this transfer portal and their respective quarterback rooms. It's hard to keep everybody happy. And when you have depth of talent at quarterback, there is a real good chance in today's game that you're going to wind up losing some of it.
All right. Let me get one more question, and I'll take your comments off the air. Presuming that if everything we talked about earlier happens and Tyson doesn't get the playing time and does enter the portal, do you think that may open up room to keeping Will Taylor in the quarterback room instead of moving him to slot if possible? And I'll take that off.
Thank you, Jack. With Will Taylor, the first thing is to get healthy before we figure any of that. I think Will Taylor is destined for slot receiver, but it's a fair question to ask. If the quarterback room loses depth, will that change Will Taylor's situation? I don't know. But I think that Will Taylor is destined for slot receiver. Texas said Pittsburgh has faced one top 50 offense this year, gave up 34 points. Yeah, again, Pittsburgh was not the team that they've changed. I'm telling you, this defense is fast and athletic and flows to the ball, and they get after the quarterback, and they press Manny on the outside. Clemson's receivers have had trouble getting separation. Trust me when I tell you this. Pittsburgh has talent and depth defensively. Do they are the size issue at receiver for Clemson an advantage over those pit cornerbacks? It can be. Look, I've said Clemson's going to get, assuming you could block it up, is going to get to take some shots down the field. And Pittsburgh's going to take DPIs. They do. They do every game. As I said forever, they're the handiest defensive backfield anywhere. They don't care. They want to play that way. See, they think they're going to win most of the time. Pittsburgh's going to hold and clutch and grab on every play. And they basically think the officials are only going to call so many of those. So it's to their advantage to do it. And fundamentally, they're right. Against Virginia Tech, they were called for DPI, I would say, at least five times. At one point, they were called on three consecutive plays. They're going to give you that. They're going to surrender that. The college rule is 15 yards or a spot. So they don't care. Tess said, well, I saw one moment of hope last week when TJ threw to Bo Collins. It was the most precise, relaxed, natural play of the game, in my opinion. More of Collins, we have a slight chance. I agree with that. I think DJ has some chemistry with Bo Collins because he played with him in high school. So I think there's absolute truth to that. Before we go to break, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Tiptoole here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity. You need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCP. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. So go now to BETUS.com. Join BETUS.com today and start betting with America's favorite sports book. That's BETUS.com, where the game begins. Quick break. You have 20 minutes to get in and up Stano's $3,800 bid on our final football. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
I'm Brandy. You may know me as a branch manager, but I'm also a volunteer and a band mom.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Brandy or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats with 2021 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. At Clemson Marina, schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all season. We offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boats dealer.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamond Source.
Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to provide savings of up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Take advantage of a 26% federal tax credit and an extra 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney of the Clemson Tigers. Fall is the time to enjoy great football with family and friends, but underage drinking should never be a part of the scene. Underage drinking is against the law, and that includes providing alcohol to anyone under 21. It is never okay to provide alcohol to minors. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws this football season. Help keep those under 21 safe and alcohol-free. Check out phoenixcenter.org for more info.
Okay, guys, it's football season, and that belly isn't for resting your plate on. It's causing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and IBS. Don't wait. Call the Health Dare. I promise it's easy. There's no lettuce diets, gym workouts, drops, or pills. Yes, you can still tailgate while taking the Health Dare. After football season comes the holidays, so you need to start now getting healthy for the ones you love. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
For the first time in ACC history, the Clemson Tigers are going on the road to Pennsylvania to take on the Pitt Panthers. Making their way into Heinz Field, the Tigers are looking to take down the Panthers and continue their chase to Charlotte. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
We're your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Caroline, so good. We are back. You want in 654-767. We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to get to you in a second. I'm being asked about, is the football cased? It is when the bid is over $2,000 in this case. So, yes, both these footballs today will come with the case. The second football, again, is at $3,800. This is a full Clemson staff football. We have never offered these before. We only have a very few of these. It takes a lot of effort and work to get the whole staff to send a football. But Dabo Swinney, Brent Venables, Tony Elliott, CJ Spiller, etc. So it just doesn't get better than that for Clemson fan. And you have 13 minutes left to up Stano's $3,800 bid. $5,000, I'll close it. Other than that, it goes to $659. At $659, if Stano's bid is still leading, he will be the winner. We do not push that. 654-767. Did you see that text, Ramona, from the Grammar Nazi about an ad that we're running? It's pretty funny. I have nothing to do with that. So, you know, see them. Tess says, I don't have faith Clemson will win, but if Pitt gives them five DPIs, my faith grows considerably. And they will. This is part of their philosophy. Their philosophy is, we're holding you and grabbing you on every play. We don't think they're going to call it all the time. So we'll take our chances that they call it five times or less, and this is how we win. You know, and again, they're going to press you at the line of scrimmage. You know, the object is going to be to get off of press coverage before that pass rush can affect the quarterback. That's going to be the challenge. But this team, I'm going to give you a complete personnel breakdown on Pittsburgh tomorrow, as well as every element of this matchup and this football team. I plan on getting into it today. We had the two football auctions, so I think there's that. Texas said, Walt, whoever got that first football got it at a steal, in my opinion. I agree. Because honestly, I thought they'd each go for $5,000. So, we did it on a Thursday. Regardless, the second football is at $3,800 with Stano. And if you want it, do not snooze. You have 11 minutes to up that bid. Rory, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Walt. How are you?
Hey, Rory.
Thank you for letting me get in.
Yeah, appreciate you getting in.
What did Alana J call it today with all the games?
I think he called it football equinox.
I thought it was every sport equinox or something like that, because the baseball game.
Yeah, hockey. Every sport. Yeah, sorry.
But that was cool. Oh, golly, I hated what happened last night. But, it's got to happen every once in a while. I lost on both ends, but not by much.
Both ends of what? You had Coastal?
Coastal and Boone. I don't even really want to talk about Boone. I like that place. It's a pretty cool place. Oh, my. But, stuff like that's going to happen. And, like you said, they were up 14, and it looked good, and it just, like you said, onside kick.
I thought the onside kick was an enormous play in the game. I thought it changed the momentum and the feel and really got the crowd in it, and I thought it was an enormous play in the game.
I hear you. Two little things I want to mention, and I really think if Clemson can make some plays, score some points on defense, or in the special teams, I think we have a chance to really win this game. But we have to do that. This guy, Pickett, could pick us apart, literally. But I think DJ's going to have a good game. I really do. And I hope so. And my last little thing, Walt, that I want you to comment on. Have you seen the commercial with Marshawn Lynch dressed as the Globe?
I don't believe so. I don't know.
I haven't heard it, but I like him. He is a good pitch man. I just think he's
funnier than Marshawn Lynch, a guy who would never speak post-game and press conferences. I'm here because I don't want to be fined. There's nothing funnier than that guy becoming a spokesman for products.
Oh, my. It's great. In a way, he kind of reminds me of the way he talks as the junkyard dog. And can you imagine him doing a professional wrestling promo? I think he's just kind of a cool cat.
Rory, going back for 1 second, what did losing on both ends with the Coastal thing mean?
The over and the
spread. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, Walt, have a great show. Rest of the great show, and it's been a great show.
Thank you, Rory.
Listen to most of it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Rory.
Appreciate it. Georgia Tech Will says, I think Virginia rolls Georgia Tech. I hate it, but that's what I see. I think that line, 6.5, is easy money. Love the show. UVA's playing a little better defensively than they were earlier. And if they get any defense at all, they're tough because they're going to score points. So there's that element. Pittsburgh is going to show cover zero constantly. They're going to press up on the outside. They're going to challenge your receivers at the line of scrimmage. They're going to grab clutch hold. And meanwhile, their defensive line is coming after you. That's how they win defensively. But this is the deepest Pitt defense I've seen. They think they're 22 guys deep. And they may need to because they may be without one of their stars in this game. Clemson will have no sympathy for them, speaking of being without stars. But this is what they're going to do. There's show cover zero. They'll morph out of it sometimes. They'll even do a little zone blitzing. They'll play a little bit of zone. Randy Bates play a little bit of zone. But this is primarily a man coverage team that gets in your face, that presses up on the outside, that thinks they can disrupt you at the line of scrimmage, and that their pressure will affect the quarterback before you can do damage. The other thing is, it demands accuracy on the part of your quarterback, because you are going to get some one-on-one opportunities down the field against Pittsburgh. You just are. The question is, can you put the ball in the vicinity of the receiver, and can your receiver catch it? You will get some chances. As long as you can block it up, you will... Excuse me. As long as you can block it up, you will get some chances. That's the key. Block it up and put some air into the ball to give your receivers a chance, because they will have a height advantage against most of Pitt's DBs. The texter earlier was right about that. But again, this group is feisty, and athletically, they're very fast. This is a very fast defense. It's a speed defense. Their linebackers can all run. Their defensive line's athletic. The secondary is athletic. As I said, they're going to play this game where they clutch and grab and hold. We've talked about Pittsburgh forever, and as this being how they operate. They're the handsiest defensive backfield in America every single year. They teach it. Because, again, the college rule at most is 15 yards. And so they're not afraid. This is what they're going to do. They're going to press you. They're going to make it difficult for you to get a clean release, and they're coming after you. And, again, they're going to show cover zero on every play where they morph into anything else, which occasionally they will. So they're going to show you a pre-snap cover zero and then morph post-snap. Try and confuse you a little bit, but mostly with Pittsburgh, what you see is sort of what you get. And as I said, the defense is fast and athletic. I think it's going to be a challenge to move the ball. I think it's going to be hard to just line up and run against them if you want to control the clock and limit the possessions. Pittsburgh is going to play with tempo. They want to go fast. So, it'll be interesting to see whether Clemson tries to sort of take the air out of the ball. I think at some point you're going to have to find out whether, DJ can take advantage of one-on-one opportunities on the outside, and whether Clemson's playmakers on the outside can make some plays off of press coverage in one-on-one situations. In order to do that, you've got to block it up. You've got to make an accurate throw. You've got to put some air under the ball to give your receivers a chance. You can't just, throw it Nolan Ryan style and not throw a catchable ball. I think throwing a catchable ball will be important in the situations that you block it up. Can Clemson run straight at this team a little bit? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know whether you can do it by design in terms of, we're going to slow the game down and we're just going to try and run and win 17-14. I don't think that's possible, because I don't think anybody can hold Pitt to 17 points. I just think they're too good. Pittsburgh really has four talented receivers, and that's a dilemma. The good news for Clemson is this is the healthiest the defensive backfield has been, so at least there's that. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Hall. I'll get into the total analysis and breakdown tomorrow. Our staff is trained in many in specific makes, Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. The entire staff has worked on these vehicles for 15 to 35 years. No one in the industry offers you that. We believe in our work. We offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. I'm sorry, who does that? See, this is First Class Hall. How about with an oil change? Do they test drive your vehicle before and after? No. Does a Master Tech rotate your tires? Do they even have a Master Tech? Does a Master Tech measure your brakes? Again, C2, do they even have a Master Tech? Do they perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, so much more? No. First Class Oil will never do any work you don't need. They will never do any work you don't authorize, and you will know the cost of any work they do in advance. This is First Class Halt. Right now, they have two specials. $15 off any previously recommended work from First Class Halt from the prior 12 months, and $100 off any First Class Halt Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. So take advantage of that. Go see them. Greenville and Anderson, two locations to serve you. All right, Ramona, do we have any up on that bid? Anyone coming in late? You have 30 seconds if you want to beat Snato's bid for one of the greatest football offerings ever at the station. 30 seconds. At 59, it is closed, and Snato takes the ball at $3,800. All right, you're running out of time if you want in. In the meantime, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. My friends, the Reese family, have been doing donuts right since the 60s. Anderson, Spartanburg, yeast donuts, cake donuts, they do it all. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the finest donut many has ever created. They're also the home for the Oreo Cookie Donut, the one that Ramona hoards. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The lighted sign out front will alert you to as much. And then if you're interested in raising money, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? With the cold weather coming, they have all the extravagant drinks that the expensive coffee house does without the extravagant prices. So get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, 59 came and gone. It is Stano's football for $3,800. Thank you, Stano. I really appreciate it. The Morgan Thomas Show is coming your way momentarily, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to Bo!
Moe's Southwest Grill caters any event. Office lunches, house parties, tailgates, weddings, ballet recitals, and yes, thumb wrestling tournaments. Moe's Catering will fill your fajita, taco, and nacho bars with fresh and flavorful ingredients. Like proteins grilled every hour, over 35 pounds of tomatoes that we dice every single morning before opening, and seasonal salsas and pico that are made in-house. We've got something for everyone, even your Uncle Bill. Just order at Moe's.com/catering. Welcome to Moe's.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Is your family growing? Are your home needs changing? Or do the walls seem to be closing in with introducing new family members? The home buying process can be so overwhelming. At Brownhaven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up, along with a team of experts. Brownhaven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com to make a house a home.